lot going on this morning. The winds continue to fuel those fires in Southern California. Latest numbers coming in. 10 fatalities, over 10,000 structures damaged or destroyed. At least 130,000 residents under evacuation orders. Closer to a half million when it comes to evacuation orders and warnings. It is a major, major event in Southern California. Experts in Los Angeles say that they're not yet out of danger and that these fires have the potential to be the costliest wildfire disaster in U.S. history. Firefighters continue to battle multiple major wildfires. Much of L.A. County remains under a red flag warning through tomorrow night. That's when the winds are expected to let up. And these are unique winds. On top of the Santa Ana winds, there's some sort of mountain wind that gets brought in when the winds come sideways. And that's just making things worse. There is an arson suspect arrested Thursday near L.A.'s Kenneth Fire as crews continue battling flames there. On top of what happens with natural wildfires and whether, however they're set, they did catch someone that was attempting to light a fire in Woodland Hills. Residents reportedly spotted the suspect, and there have been many reports by people in L.A. saying that some of these fires have been deliberately set. The L.A. Rams playoff game is now getting moved to Arizona. That's the one that's happening Monday night. Rams, Vikings, that will now be played in Arizona due to the devastating wildfires in Los Angeles. And then last night, the L.A. game was put on hold. The air quality, the flames not getting anywhere near the facility, but it's the air quality in Los Angeles that just makes it hard to breathe. Big win last night. Sabres put forth a total team effort last night to win 4-0, shutting out Ottawa. This one from Quinn.
Sabres now with a chance for McLeod on the break. He'll dish it off for the shot. Scores! Good race down the wing by Quinn, taking the pass from McLeod, and the Sabres get the lead on the road, leading it 1-0.
Playing their first game at the Canadian Tire Center since New Year's Eve 2023. The Blue and Gold seized early momentum and cruised to a 4-0 shutout to win over the Senators. Some news from Macy's that they are planning to close some 66 stores, including 4 in Michigan. This is part of a major, major overhaul. They want to be profitable within 3 years. This is a long-term plan to help turn Macy's around. But we've got locations here, and we do hear that there are 66 that are being closed. That's going to happen pretty soon. We'll get an update and find out what's happening locally for that.
You know, I think that remember when I told you I had such a good experience at the Macy's at the Galleria?
It's always
so
good.
I really hope that they are able, the ones in our area, to stay open. As a shopper, how it feels to me is that they've gone in too many different directions in the store, even down to like all the different departments. You know how they put like Toys R Us inside of some Macy's and stuff like that. It just seems like there's too many departments all in one store. Although in one way it's good, it seems like, you know, you're not really sure what you're going to Macy's for because there's so many different, you know, different directions that they're going.
It works for Target. They do a lot of different product all under one roof.
I know it does, but Macy's isn't Target and Target isn't Macy's. And both have a space in my shopping world, but I feel like Target is one kind of a store. To go to Macy's, it's more of like a mall event. It's not like a Target you park and can like zip right in. I don't know. It just feels different. And I know they're about the same. It just feels different. Like Target is more like in your neighborhoods versus Macy's is more like a mall destination, like the Boulevard Mall, the Galleria Mall.
And I only well, and no more on the Boulevard entrance mall, because of the fragrance.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I want when I walk in the store is the fragrance. So I don't use any of the parking lot entrances. I just enter through the mall. That's the best way.
Yeah, but that takes more effort. And when you're going to Target and you want to just buy stuff you don't need, they make it real easy to get in and out to your car versus where Macy's are located. If Macy's were located where Targets are, more of a freestanding situation, I think that they would do better if that's what they wanted.
I don't need two levels of a store anymore. It's just not, I don't
need three sometimes.
I don't need appliances. They got this, they got that. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
Focus on one thing and master that. Yeah.
See, that's the hard thing because Target doesn't do that.
Well, like you said, it's all over. You know what I'm saying? Multiple locations. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, I had a great experience at Target yesterday, though, so good.
Did you? What'd you get?
Well, long and short of it, I was buying something. It was on the Circle app. I didn't know. I don't really shop Target because I don't really, I don't know.
How could you say that?
It's because
I shop for you at Target. Go ahead.
It's just not my thing, but whatever. So I had the app. I just disabled it, and then the person at the U-Scanned got my app back working and scanned it and got my discount.
Oh, good.
It was nice of them. You know what I mean? Like, they went the extra mile, so the Target
for the Macy's closings, I don't see any locations being announced in New York. In our area. There are several locations in New York State, Brooklyn, Bronx, Elmhurst, Massapequa, Rochester is the closest one. The one in Greece is closing, in Staten Island. I don't see anything in Western New York for Macy's closings.
Oh, good.
That's the list from the store so far.
Okay, that's good.
We only have one, right? The Galleria, I'm thinking.
Mm. I think it's just the one left, yeah?
Yeah, so I mean...
I'm telling you, they were on point at the Galleria this year.
Mm-hmm.
I was very impressed by the Macy's store there.
That's coming a lot from the world-class shopper.
I know.
Yeah, so they're not closing locally, right. But 66 locations nationwide closing for Macy's. 6:26 is the time. You're waking up with KISS 98.5.